Welcome back, everybody, to the Enjoy the Podcast. I am your host, Jared Brady. We got Los and we got JD in the house. I'm going to let JD take it away because we always got to do a toast.
Yes, yes. We still demand justice. And another more relevant note. Sending thoughts and prayers for these wildfires out here. It is crazy. So everyone stay safe. Stop doing these gender reveals and messing shit up for the environment. It's crazy. just take it old school, man. Damn. We still want a show before 2020 is over. Cheers to episode 6, fellas.
Yes.
Get it.
Anyways, so last week we talked about after sex, and in that episode, JD brought up that he gives his flowers to friends with benefits.
Amen.
And that ignited a interesting discussion.
I mean, to be fair, I also
got some heat.
I threw my hat in that ring as well.
You
but
got
let
some
me
heat.
You know what, because I think mine will be quicker than yours.
Go ahead, so Os.
just quick background, right?
Yeah,
you know, I have an extensive garden.
You do.
I have all types of things.
You do.
So these plants are already growing.
Yes.
Right. So they're getting whatever.
You grew.
But
them,
more
though.
Importantly,
you watered.
I've only done this twice.
You maintain the
and
shit
each
out of
time.
It.
Each time it was with somebody who. The lines and the distinctions and what we were doing is very clear. Not only that, but like I've given her like other things like herbs and shit like that that I grew. So it wasn't. It's never interpreted as like.
But was it a girl that you wanted to date?
No, but she knew that the flowers were just a friendly gesture because it's something that I grow. She didn't take it as, and she has plants, so she was like, "Oh, thank you, I appreciate that." I have given them to girls who I want to date that I wasn't having sex with, of course. Like,
done
that.
Because we all do agree that that flowers are a sign of love, right?
No,
we don't agree that.
I don't agree with that.
Do you know the origin of flowers?
I agree that they probably are, but
in the States,
just in general. I'm talking even back with like in the Renaissance days.
I don't know
the origin there. You know
so
what?
They used them as offerings. They used them as love, sign of love, and they shine for the gods.
Okay.
So it got translated now into modern world. I'll say the States, I'll say United. I won't say anywhere else because I don't live anywhere else. But here, where I live and how I grew up, flowers are a sign of love. They're a symbolic gesture of how much I love you. You give them to your mom, you give them to your wife, you give them to girls that you love. That is how I was growing up with
flowers.
Well,
don't they have different colors for different relationships?
Yes. I'm sure they do.
Different colors, different families of flowers, different families of plants.
Is that common knowledge, though? Is someone that you have to be in flowers, though?
I mean, I would know because I'm that guy. I think most men who give flowers, give them for 2 to 3 reasons.
Okay.
First is, I fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a good point.
Okay. Yep. Second one is I love you, anniversary, birthday.
Yeah.
Love. Okay. And the third one is tell your mom, to your younger niece, you know, maybe a coworker.
Yeah.
If it's, well, maybe not. I don't know.
Well, you probably would.
HR is like, see, there he goes again.
You probably would, though. You probably be giving all the flowers to all the coworkers.
Neighbors. You get flowers. I was Oprah, dog. You get some flowers.
But
that's not me, though. And I want to make it very clear. I saw, and first of all, we appreciate the comments and the feedback.
Yeah, like, it was like over 300.
I spent many of hours definitely enjoying the comments. 100%. Yeah. So we appreciate the time because they were great. They were hilarious. Even clowning me, no problem. They were great. People said I'm the dude that gets his windows busted.
I saw it coming. It was like, and this is the guy who wonders why he's got his car keyed or some shit.
Yeah. That's okay. I got the paint job for that. But anyways, I just wanted to say to everyone, I thoroughly, overly communicated to these women that I was in friends with benefits situationships. Noah Allegra, shout out. And I never had a fuck buddy.
We should define the
fuck buddy entanglement. Okay, I was friends with benefits. Every single one of those friends knew what it was.
Yep.
First and foremost, then they also knew that I was the flower guy.
Yeah,
I was the nice guy. I've been a proud father for 12 years. I'm 33. I was 20 years old. My daughter was born. Then 21. I was single from 22 on. And I bring that up to say, I've been working on how to treat women. Per my daughter, since I was 22 years old.
Right.
That's why I can't do the fuck buddy
thing.
Would
you give flowers to girls that you don't want a future with?
Yes. But I wasn't done.
Okay.
Also was raised by a single mom. I have nieces. I don't know any other way but to be a gentleman. So okay. I obviously am pro all the women out there who are saying it's okay to do flowers. It's okay to do dinner every now and then. It's okay to have some type of respect and manners where it's not just like we fuck and you leave.
Yep.
I can't, not, I don't have a bone in my body to do that. Yep. That's just who I am, what I stand for. Not to say anyone is out of line or wrong if you go the other way.
But of course not.
I just want to clarify that. And last but not least, from my stance, I'm happily married.
Yeah.
I took my situationship ass into a real ass relationship, aka marriage.
Yeah.
I got my mind games, if a lot of women out there are saying JD destroyer of lives. Look, I took all that.
Jesus, somebody, I saw a comment. It's all good. I saw a comment of that.
It's all
I
good. Wow. I took that into a marriage.
Thanos over here, the Thanos of relationships.
Yeah, destroyer of lives. So I am happily married. I've been happily married. Been in a serious relationship.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But yes, I wanted to be clear. Like, I am not in these streets anymore. I'm not still single. So
I'm in these streets.
Hey.
Shout out to Los.
I didn't mean that one. Oh, sorry.
I'm in these streets.
You can't.
No, you're supposed to do the this time.
Okay. I am not for friends with benefits.
Right.
It's a damn shame.
I am down for a fuck buddy.
Let's talk about the difference.
Well, hold on.
I want to elaborate and let the women know, or the people who were commenting and did correct me, that I heard them. So I just want to clarify that I am not for friends with benefits. I'm only for fuck buddy or relationship. If I consider you a friends with benefits, I'm dating you. If I'm going to elevate it to the point where I'm getting you flowers, you're making me dinner, even if you're letting me be my therapist, you're letting me talk to you and be vulnerable with you and talk to you about things, I consider you dateable, not a friends with benefits.
Okay.
If we're going to fuck and that's all I want from you, I won't be doing none of that shit.
Okay.
I won't be doing any of that. So that's off the top. The second thing is, a lot of women felt like I was alluding to that they didn't have the ability to receive flowers. And understand that they weren't that.
Right.
Wasn't saying that at all. Obviously, in my experience, when I was doing the boyfriend activity with the girl that I only wanted to have sex with, and then I pulled away, it was a problem.
Right. It's a mind fuck.
It was a problem.
Not if you communicate.
I would reiterate all the time, I don't want a relationship, but here, take these flowers. That she just did not been, that was never ended well. And then vice versa. If she came to me and was like, this is going to sound crude, but if she was like letting me come inside of her, letting me do things that, you know,
boyfriends do,
a little different.
You suiting up the club, man.
You know what I'm saying? A little different. And she was making me dinner. You know what I'm saying? We get done. She's rubbing my back. She's doing all those things. Like,
Greasing
I end up.
Scalp.
And then if she doesn't want to continue, I'm going to be pissed because now I'm entangled with you. I have an emotional tie with you now. I'm not able to do that.
Okay. So let's define just for the gray area. Okay. Yeah. Like let's make sure we give her that. I want to, as much as we can, a black and white.
Yeah.
Friends with benefits and fuck buddies are different.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
No,
I guess
it is. Definitely. It is very different. There's no, I guess. That's great.
That's what I'm saying. I guess I just wouldn't consider them different.
Okay, no problem. I want to say this: the friends with benefits thing.
Yeah.
When that comes to mind,
I think
to
of
me,
dating
personally. I think of friends.
I think of dating.
I think of friends that are attracted to each other, and as long as we can manage our expectations via communication, we can have some fun.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you not just date them if you're friends and you guys get along?
Maybe, and this is not for me. I'm just saying. Maybe that person, the male or the female or whoever, is not ready for a commitment. They just want to have fun. They enjoy the chemistry, the energy, the quality time, whatever it is.
Do you think that that's dangerous?
That's what I said. It definitely, that's originally, when we talked about this, I said it's messy.
Yeah, you said he was never going to end
well. I said
it's
messy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I say that because odds are, men and women, someone gets their feelings hurt along the way. Now, that's mismanaging expectations or... that's a lack of communication because something changed and no one communicated that change. Right?
Yeah, but what changed then?
So the idea is fun.
Yeah.
Okay. The idea of I'm feeling her, she's the homie, but I'm really attracted to her, and let's just see, right? So the idea is fun. You start to hook up. A couple months go by. now she's catching feelings or he's catching feelings. Yeah, and you're like, oh, but remember we said I'm not ready for the settle down. And he or she's like, I know, but I wasn't either. But now I kind of am because I'm really feeling this.
Yeah.
So that's where it gets tricky. That's where it gets messy, which is, I would think if we took another poll, that's majority of the situations.
Yeah.
Is what happens.
Yeah. And that's why I think that it's they're just and that's called dating.
And that's why there's a difference between a fuck buddy and friends with benefits. Because a fuck buddy is just very simple.
Yeah.
This is what we do. And that is it.
And that's it.
So there is a difference.
Yeah. So I get you. No, I get you. Okay. There is a difference, but I just don't understand why we call it friends with benefits. Like, why even get into that?
Okay, so
why not just date them?
So what you're saying is you can friends with benefits for you. It sounds like is another word of another form of saying.
Well, you're basically
dating without being exclusive.
Yeah. You're basically that's what dating is.
Is that what I'm picking?
So when you're my girlfriend, we're exclusive. If we're dating, there's gonna be other people that I'm dating as well.
So dating. Not being exclusive is friends with benefits to you.
Not being exclusive.
Right. Like dating without dating being exclusive.
Yeah, if we're dating.
It's friends with benefits.
You have to, it's in safe to mind. Assume okay. that you have a starting five.
Yeah.
If we're dating.
Yeah, or a team. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's going to be other people that are around.
Yes.
And so even if you're my main person that I'm dating.
Right.
Until I make you my girlfriend, we're not like exclusive.
Okay.
You know,
and until she makes you her man,
we're not exclusive.
You're not exclusive.
Until we have that conversation, we're dating. If we're just fucking, we're fuck buddies. I don't do the friends with benefits.
No, I listen. Yeah. That's why I said there's a hard line.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
no gray in that. There's a very big difference. What you got, Los? Looks like you're in your head about it.
It's for one, it's kind of funny watching the two married men debate the fuck buddies.
Well, that's what me and Shan started as.
I know. You know? It's just fun to watch it now because I'm like, damn, these two motherfuckers are married. They're over here talking about the fuck buddies.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Hey, it just shows the growth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It shows the progress.
Right, right.
In a weird way, I think maybe Friends with Benefits kind of just shows that you have a desire to not be accountable to anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is a little selfish in a way. But it also, I guess, isn't because some people...
If both parties want it,
Right.
And you could be doing the other person a favor, though, right?
You could be.
And when I say
you guys
that,
are making a lot of good points that's making me rethink what I thought as we're sitting here. And it's,
so when I say Los, about you could be doing someone a favor, for example, in my past, I'll speak from experiences, I knew I wasn't ready for the settle down.
Right. Yeah.
I also know I'm a boyfriend relationship guy.
Yeah. Right?
It's hard for me to be single. Yeah. I either got a team or I'm like, I really like someone, but she may not be ready, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Bad timing. So speaking from personal experiences, if I just hit you with the, I have an idea, can we do the friends with benefits thing and just see where, what happens, see where it goes, which is gray.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just say, I'm not ready or you're not ready. Let's just be friends with benefits because we don't want to have any titles, any pressure, whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm doing you a favor as opposed to just saying,
I agree.
In my head, I'm like, I really like her. I know I'm not ready for the settle down, but fuck it. I'll figure it out along the way. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up. I'm not being honest with you. I'm not communicating that to you. I never did that.
If you're not ready, then why would you even want to pursue her?
I think it's a good question. I think timing is everything.
Yeah.
Okay. It's one thing to have chemistry with somebody.
Mm.
It's another thing to have it to be the right timing.
Yeah.
Mm. How many homegirls were you super cool with growing up? Or not, but in your 20s. Early 20s.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm 22 though. Like, this is wifey, but I'm 22. This is not the right time. Okay.
Yeah. I just let those ones fly away.
Yeah, exactly. Good for you. Good man.
Let those ones fly away.
Good
or
man.
I fucking ruin their life.
Good man.
It's one or the other. Okay. It's one or the other. Friends with benefits have always ended terribly for me.
No worries. And they've ended primarily pretty well for me, but some were messy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say terrible.
Most all of them have ended well for me.
Friends with benefits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we do it because it's comfortable. It's something that works for us.
It's convenient.
And we don't want to lose. Exactly. We don't want to lose that convenience, right? So it's like, man, if I don't kind of, you know, at least date her, she's going to, you know, obviously meet somebody else. I'm not going to be able to pull up at whenever I want. I'm not going to, like, it's, you know, you become accustomed to it and you don't want to lose what you've set up. But at the same time, you don't actually want to date. So you just kind of find yourself in this
weird situation.
Weird, fucked up situationship. And so, she thinks that you're not. She thinks you're in it like she is. So you're really just, you know.
So my thing is this. two things, actually, to your point. Just because you can do that doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
Just because you can in light doesn't mean you should. The other thing I'll say is, you don't know, though, unless you try.
Yeah.
And see, that's kind of fucked up. And it's super fucked up. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I would only go down that road. It's super fucked up. But hold on. Yeah,
yo, I don't really think I want to, but you know what? Let me just see.
But you're pretty.
Hold up. Yeah. I would only do that if she also was on board.
Yeah, you would communicate.
I would communicate, like, look, I'm not ready right now.
But I want to.
We got a good thing. I don't know unless I try. Yeah. And if she's on board, and vice versa, she could come to me and tell me, yo, JD, I'm just letting you know right now, I'm not ready for the settle down.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see where this goes.
Yeah.
Here's the bar. Here's the standard. If you're with it, cool. If you're not, let me know.
Yeah.
So again, that communication is everything. But again, you have to make sure that, A, you're honest with yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And whatever's going on, communicate that to the other person.
Yeah. Have you heard of a phrase called love bombing?
Oh, what's that?
It's basically when you
just like be like, I love you.
No, you just you do the dates, you do the flowers, you give her a lot of attention in the beginning, and then you pull out.
That's called a mind fuck.
I know.
Love bomb mind fuck.
I know.
What's the difference?
I think that the friends with benefits is a version of like love bombing.
I've love bombed.
From what you guys described.
I've love bombing.
No,
not in a friends.
Do
with
they communicate during love bombing?
I understand you communicate, that, but bro, like everything. Imagine me being like, "All right, I love you," but when I say that, I really mean I care for you.
I would never say that unless I meant it, though.
But that's the symbol, the symbolics of like flowers and dinner.
What? No, no it's not. No, me giving not you flowers says I love you. What the fuck? The
yes.
Same. No.
No.
Man. I'm comparing the two. There's a reason. There's a okay. Just like you said, I just told you the origin of flowers. And what they
back
are
back in 1417? Sure,
yeah, but so you don't believe, and I have flowers.
Do you not? Do you not think that flowers mean something?
It's that, a nice
just, I guess
a
we gotta
gesture.
Just we gotta do that
yeah,
first.
It's a symbolic gesture.
It's
we
a
all
nice
agree.
Gesture.
It's a nice gesture.
It's okay. Not I love you.
Okay, all right. You can have that
mean
one.
I love you if you per, if
you,
like
you can have that one.
Perfect example. There, I showed up the first time I met Shan with flowers.
I know
you give Shan flowers.
No,
often.
Yeah, but you're not fucking Shan.
I may not fuck her either. The other girls.
What is a what? Then so it's not a friends of benefits then.
I told you before.
It's just your friend.
Friends first when it comes to friends of benefits. In my book, it's friends first.
Okay.
And we have the option.
Okay.
To have benefits.
I am on team. Giving flowers is a
that's
gesture.
Fine. And I it's, a gesture it's, yes, gesture, but it's not I love you.
I know. I was comparing. I know. Let's really get this clear.
Okay.
Comparing that to the symbol. I love you means something, right?
Right.
Yes.
Flowers mean something, right?
Yes.
Normally, flowers means like you said it yourself. I'm sorry.
For most men, most men.
Okay, but you said this. I'm literally repeating the words that
men.
You said. You said I'm sorry.
Right.
To your wife.
Mm-hmm.
To your mom.
Mm-hmm.
To your niece.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not loves. You don't love any of them.
100%. But when I'm giving these flowers, I'm communicating to them
that it doesn't mean that.
It doesn't mean I love you.
I know, but that's the comparison. Love means something. You're saying, if I say this, that doesn't mean I love you. It means I care for you. Does that make sense?
I'm saying me giving...
But I feel like what you're not hearing what I'm saying here. Flowers means a symbol of love. You give them to the people that you love. But to you, you don't.
No.
You can just give them to everybody.
Yep. I agree that they can definitely, they can be a symbol of love.
That's the same. What I'm saying is like, if you say, hey, I love you, but it doesn't actually mean I love you. It means I care for you. I do that to everyone. I say I love you to everybody.
All right. So
does that make sense though?
Yeah but that's.
That's not a good argument?
I don't think so because me saying I love you to somebody I'm dating is a lot different than me telling you I love you. And not even on like all right so that's a bad example because we're both male
but even so to someone that you actually love and
to somebody
you don't.
That I wouldn't see that's the thing I wouldn't use the term I love you to somebody who I don't actually love
the comparison of
even on a friendship level.
Okay, let's compare something else than love. It's just
what
I'm trying to say is the meaning of what the flowers that usually everyone represents as flowers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Usually that is a symbol of this is my symbolic version of how much you care for me.
How much I care for you. Right.
So when you give them to her and you communicate that is not what it means. I give this to everybody.
Yeah.
That is the same of saying, when I say I love you, it actually doesn't mean I love you.
No. I totally understand what you're saying. And in fact, I think my wife would agree with you. However, I disagree.
I know.
And my whole thing is like, I hate to say this, sound like this guy, but there are different flowers for different things. Again, if I give you red roses on Valentine's Day,
you can tell her that and communicate.
Hello.
To her. Yes.
That I don't have to say shit.
Yeah.
My actions speak louder than my words.
Yeah.
That means I love you.
No. Okay? And to your point, there was women in there who was like, I don't care. Like, I understand. If he tells me that this doesn't mean that, I will know that. And I will tell
myself. And that's on me to manage my expectations.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I give you hydrangeas on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's not
in
love.
June.
Yeah.
It's not love.
Yeah,
it's just like, hey, I noticed your place needed a little pick me up.
Here you go. Yeah,
that's
and,
it.
And have you ever been working and someone got a bouquet of roses?
I have given my clients many gifts, including flowers.
Have you seen the way that other people react to it?
No, they're just like, oh, that's so nice. It's so sweet.
That's not how I seen it. When I seen it, they're like, oh, he gave you roses.
No.
Oh, he gave you flowers.
No.
Ooh.
No, that's immaturity. Grow up.
I think you're right. People do react like that. That's why
because
I wouldn't
people have an understanding of what they mean.
Right, but that's because that's a different type of like
gesture.
If you're sending flowers to somebody's job,
yeah, that's
like,
a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, but
lot.
What I'm talking about is like
that's a lot.
Like, you are like you. If you're not interested in that person, like
yeah,
you are now.
Yeah, you're doing
line.
Some
you
crazy
are
stuff.
Like, unless
right
it's their birthday or
yeah,
something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that,
yeah,
or like
yeah.
they, you know, right. you know, they just had a difficult experience.
Right.
And you're trying. Hey, you know, I know you had a time, but even then, don't send it to their job. Like,
no,
send it to their house. You freak.
So how about this? There was a situation where I had a client, but I think it was like last year. I found out in the morning that it was a makeup artist. I found out in the morning that it was her birthday. And I was like, cool. Well, what are we doing? Are we doing a cake for lunch? And they were like, oh, we didn't really plan. I'm like, y'all trash. I'll be back.
Something.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Right.
I go to the store.
Yeah.
I get some flowers. Now, let me be more specific. I get very specific flowers.
Yeah.
I don't get a bunch of red roses again. I don't get roses, period.
Yeah. You get some
I arrange it the way I want to. Mm-hmm. And I come back. And I'm just like, hey, Becky, I heard it was your birthday.
Yeah.
I just want to give you some on behalf of, you know, me and the team. Mm. Happy birthday.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing. That's you're not fucking her, though.
Okay.
I think when you're fucking her, that's an X factor. That is a factor that is a whole different. That's a whole different, especially if you're good looking and you have good dick.
That's not my fault. What the fuck? What do you want me to do? Walk around with a bag over
my
head?
No, you just don't get it. You don't. No, okay.
What are you
going to
do?
Here's the thing. I think
I'm
that
sorry?
You're. No, I would say if I was going to give you advice, I would say you
I don't need
should
it.
Not
I'm
do it. No,
okay.
No, but what I would say to you is
I'll
be like, yo,
down.
You should not do this. You should just date them.
So I'm. Oh, okay.
That's what I would say. I would say, you know what? This is not probably a good idea. If I was just, if you were my, if you are my friend, but if you came to me, you were like, yo, I'm fucking this girl and should I give her, I'm having sex with this girl. You're not just fucking her. I'm having sex with this girl.
Yes.
I'm making love.
Yeah,
I'm making sweet, tender love.
I'm making love right. with this girl. I'm thinking about getting her flowers. I'll say, whoa, bro, that could be some.
Problematic.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it if I were you.
Per your
That's
word.
What I would say. And even if you communicate to her.
It can be a mind fuck. Now, I guess in your situations, it's not because you communicate with them.
Right.
That type of thing. I think that's just the biggest thing is just making sure you communicate why you're giving these gifts, what
right.
they're for.
Yeah.
But if it was just
this
like.
This is a symbol of my love.
Right. I mean, even if it's just like, hey, I got you.
No.
Exactly.
This is not a symbol of my love.
This is not a symbol of my love.
This is not a symbol. No,
this
mean,
is
just,
Trader
you know,
Joe's
hey,
Tuesday special.
Got you some friendship flowers.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah.
There you go. Like,
thank you.
I just, I think it really just, you have to communicate.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
What
because
it's about
here's
because
the thing.
That's, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, otherwise it is problematic. If you're just having sex with somebody and then you start showing up with gifts and you're not communicating, like, hey, I was at Trader Joe's and I saw these flowers and I thought your place might look nice with them. I hope it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hope this doesn't make you uncomfortable.
Right.
Something to that effect. Like, I think that you're in safe zones. But if you're just like, yo, get some flowers.
As long as you're not, because I don't even think that, like, flower, and when I say flowers, it's super occasional. It's like if I'm having a friends with benefits for 4 months, you may get flowers once, maybe twice. It's not once a week. It's Friday to you. No.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's also like dinner is just as simple as like we get done, and I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Well, that's
Let's eat together.
Different than making dinner for somebody. because when I hear oh, I'm gonna make you dinner, that's a totally different thing. You're already here.
I agree.
And I'm making this.
I agree. So
then
I,
like right. I'm making you dinner.
No,
come
right.
over.
No. That's
I agree.
That's
with
a
you
different
there.
Situation.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I just got some groceries.
That's
We're both
different.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Want, okay. And I should have been more specific. Yeah. I'm not going. They're not. You're not meeting the parents.
Yeah.
You're not meeting my daughter.
Yeah. Ooh, that is a big one right there.
You are not meeting baby girl.
Yeah. Unless we are dating.
Yeah, and it'd be a while before that too. You know what I mean? Shit.
I think and to your point, I think the end of the day, you know, it's all about knowing what works for you.
Yes,
and
communicating that.
And communicating that to whoever you're dealing with.
Right.
I will go on record just to wrap it up before we start getting into these callers. I am not down for a friends with benefits.
Yeah. Right.
I would rather just date you. If that's where we're at, if we're friends that get along and we are going to have sex and we're going to be around each other's friends and we're going to be doing things like dinner and getting you flowers and taking you out and doing things together like that, I rather just build those memories with somebody that I'm going to see a future with.
Sure.
If we're just, because I've had amazing sexual chemistry with girls that I had no way, I didn't even want to continue because they had other flaws to them.
Same.
And probably vice versa. We had amazing sex, and I'm able to have sex with somebody and not be emotionally attached.
Toxic sex is pretty good.
Toxic sex is nice. So at the end of the day, like
you don't know about that. Don't shake your head.
Yeah, no, don't even get involved
in
this.
Don't jump in on that. You don't know about
don't
that.
Don't get involved in this.
Shut up.
But here's the thing. At the end of the day, like, I'm cool, you know. If we have, like, sexual chemistry, but I don't see a future with you, let's just be fuck buddies, and let's leave all the other shit out.
Fair enough.
It's just easier that way.
Sure.
And if you communicate to me that you want more, or you don't care, and you want flowers, and it's not going to mean anything, I will probably cut the tie. Because I'm going to probably get attached to you.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to be the light-skinned Key Sweat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'll end with this.
Are you calling yourself the light-skinned?
That's my fantasy football name. Light-skinned Key Sweat. Anyways, I also want to say this.
You can't just move past that.
I'm going to add to it. Quality people.
Please don't.
Deserve quality time.
I can't even hear you right now.
I can't
just
hear
told
you
over
the light-skinned Key
light-skinned
Sweat.
Light-skinned Key Sweat?
I'm the Drake. I'm the light-skinned Key Sweat. Anyways,
I'm writing no in my notes.
No, check mark, light skin, keys.
Yeah,
sweat.
Yeah. All right, well, let's call these callers and see what they have to say. I don't actually know what their responses are going to be.
I'm terrified.
So
I'm excited.
Let's get
I'm terrified
into
for
it.
You.
All right, I don't know what they're going to say, but we're going to find out.
Let's get it. They don't pick up.
She's probably scared.
Sorry, I'm not picking up.
Hello.
Hey, it is Jared Brady from the Enjoy the Podcast Show.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm really good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Oh, we're doing all right. First off, where are you? Is this going to be anonymous, or do you want to give your name and stuff like that?
Natasha.
All right, there it is.
Thanks for calling, Natasha.
So the real debate here is for one. We have been talking about friends with benefits / fuck buddy.
No. There's no slash. It's or.
Yeah, no, but we already decided that friends with benefits is dating. So.
No, you did.
You did.
Yeah.
So Natasha,
friends with benefits is dating.
That's what Jared said.
That's what I say.
Well, that's why we're calling you, though. Hopefully.
That's what Jared said?
That's what I say.
Is that? Oh.
So what is friends with benefits with to you? Let's actually start with that question.
Teach him, Natasha.
Well, I think friends with benefits is literally having an agreement with someone. I think it's an integrity contract when you go into a friends with benefits situation because you are putting terms down and you are recognizing and acknowledging that you're friends, but you want to like cross a line that friends don't usually do because let's be real, friends don't fuck, but
you set
that up with someone. And so a friends with benefit, I feel like it's really an integrity contract at the end of the day. And I feel like people get hurt because some people don't have integrity.
Yes. That integrity contract is actually kind of nice. However, I'm gonna jump in here.
Here we go.
I'm gonna jump in here because you said something at the end that is very true.
Friends don't fuck.
Yes. No, not even that. But she said, like, you know, people get hurt because some people can't keep up that integrity contract.
Correct.
Right.
I feel like that is unfair to the person that is hurt. If you are friends and you like this person, Why would they not be hurt that you don't want to continue that Friends with Benefits contract?
That's exactly how I agree. That's exactly how I feel. I know I'm demisexual as well. I love to have like a mental, emotional, spiritual connection with someone. Yes. I feel like it makes the sex even greater. It makes everything greater. But that's where I know like I can't be in a Friends with Benefits, and that's, it's messy for me.
I think it's awesome that you know that too.
Yeah, that's called self-awareness. And Natasha, hey, we need more like you.
Yeah.
Need more like
you. Well, I mean, self-awareness only comes through trial and error, right? Because yeah. I tried my fucking Friends with Benefits and it turned out horrible. It was like I would never wish the heartbreak that I went through on anyone or myself ever again. And that's where the self-awareness develops, because you learn your lessons. You don't let the experience be a waste, you know?
That's like, right.
You both take away from it. Like, he probably learned that he shouldn't be leading on women. And
I don't know. JD didn't learn.
No, I fucking learned. I learned, asshole. I learned.
he's still giving out flowers. No, he has a wife married. Now.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, listen. Then that's something that I was thinking about when I was listening to JD. I was just like, wow, like, I wonder how many girls, like, had their mind fucked by him.
Whoa, Natasha, I thought we had something.
Hey, you see, there you go. There you go. You mind fucking Natasha, bro.
Natasha, that's how you feel?
That's how she feels. She said what she said.
Natasha.
JD, you're being real with yourself, right? You know that you're a ladies' man and that you love to make... You know that we're flowers, we're beautiful, and we should be treated as such. Great. I love that you know that and you act in that way. You do a service to women with the way that you are. Like, it's beautiful. It's great. Thank you. But there's women who will fall in love with that. And that's where it gets messy.
Okay.
Like you said, messy.
Yeah, Natasha, I want to say this. You'll be happy to hear this. My wife... strongly agrees to your point because and I don't often meet like new women and keep them as friends and then say, hey babe, I met this girl who we're cool. No, it doesn't really work like that. But she is always telling me, JD, you are such a nice guy and you don't realize it. These women will fall in love with you. You don't understand because that's all you know. And I'm like, so my question / argument is to you and my wife is, what am I supposed to do?
No, that's not fair.
Am I supposed
to be an
asshole?
Fair. No, that's not fair.
What am I supposed to do?
That's not fair. That's not fair.
I was going to answer him.
Okay.
Come on,
go ahead, Natasha.
Go ahead.
Well, I have the same problem where I feel like people fall in love with me just because I'm authentic. And I think that's what you are. You're authentic. Like, you recognize that you really love women and their energy and you want to honor them. I was listening to the last podcast and you say you don't really ghost people. So
nope. Yeah. I never had a one night stand. I don't ghost people.
Oh,
no, this is my time. Hold on.
Natasha, we appreciate you.
Hey, hold on.
Thanks so much.
I'm having a conversation with Natasha.
Dang it, here
I'm having a conversation. It's an AB conversation. Hold on. No, so Natasha, I've never had a one night stand. I was raised by a single mother and I have a daughter. So, and I also, how about this? Hey, so the guy who's just did that is the guy who's about to have a daughter. He'll learn real quick.
But I'm not gonna lie to her. He'll learn. I'm not saying you're lying.
I'm not lying either.
I'm not gonna. I've had a one night stand.
I believe in karma.
That's right.
And that's a
don't
real.
Don't put that on me.
Go ahead.
Don't put that on me.
It's everything.
Don't put that on me.
Hey,
don't put that on me.
I'm the messenger.
Do not put that on me.
I'm the messenger.
Don't put that on me.
I'm letting you further know
things. You've done enough good things. Don't worry.
Get off me. So I'm gonna raise a strong ass woman who's gonna have choice.
100%.
And she's gonna say, "Oh, that's a dumb ass dude. I'm
but guess what?
Here.
But guess what? Every woman and man has one thing:
what?
Kryptonite. And most of the time, when women Super have this nice. Kryptonite,
it's flowers.
With
that's
no, it's
kryptonite.
Not. It's the asshole that plays hard to get, and she likes the challenge. Anyways,
my daughter is not going to be that simple.
Okay,
my daughter is not going to be that simple. She's being raised by Shan and me.
Well, look, Natasha, I could go on and on. Jared and Los are checked out, but it's all good. We got to.
Oh, it's the goddamn bus,
nah,
bro.
No, nah, listen.
There's so much to talk about. I'm so sorry.
Natasha, first, I appreciate you, and on behalf of the crew, I guess they do too. But hey, thank you for
JD,
calling
what
in.
What the hell, bro?
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. Yes,
Natasha,
appreciate
you know Los and I love you. JD's trying to pin us against each other. We have a thing.
Jared's part of the 80% that
don't,
said
don't do that
it
to
fucks
us.
With their mind.
And Natasha's on our side.
No.
Natasha's on our side. Isn't that right, Natasha?
Hey, Natasha, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
They're always so like, you guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing? Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on this podcast. It's really an honor. How are you guys hanging in there?
Well, you know, it's fires all around. It's probably going to change our lighting a little bit, but we're rolling through.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm so sorry. You should have been laughing, but damn.
Wait, where are you from?
Oh, so I'm from New York.
Hey.
East Coast?
Originally Lebanese, you know, it's also been bad for us back there. So I feel you guys.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts on this subject here? Let's just jump right into it.
Oh, man. I think, you know, you don't have to kind of engage with that all, you know, extra stuff. You wouldn't want to do too much.
Yeah,
you know, because it's gonna I mean, as a female perspective, I mean, it's different for every female, but to me, it's gonna kind of get under my skin.
So what would you say crossing the line there is giving flowers and sleeping over and things like that? Are those too far for a fuck buddy friends with benefits situationship type of thing?
It is, to be honest, because I was kind of, you know, I was initiating to do all of that because I was interested in the person for more than that, and then that person gave in once, right? He slept over once, and then bam, it was crazy. I'm like, oh my god, you're not gonna leave me. So it was bad. Next thing you know, I'm texting like, hey, I'm cooking tonight, you know? Yeah. What I mean, I don't know why
you got
I'm
a stage five clinger
like a whole man.
Is it something that you think you're able to have a conversation about and then it's not a problem, or is it a thing that it's just like, yo, like these are just no-goes, like you should not be doing this?
I think I personally believe that these are expectations that you should put, you know, they're like kind of like limits, or right. You know, like, this is your comfort zone, this is my comfort zone, this is what we're gonna be doing.
Gotcha.
And it's funny because that has happened, you know. I think I was in a very healthy relationship where that has been discussed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it seems like people tend to kind of, you know, get a little bit carried away.
Just for tally's sake, your stance is you should only limit it to fucking if that's all you want.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Yeah. And there you have it, boys.
All right.
That's to me.
That's fine.
And when you...
Whoa. It's not to you.
Natasha was on our side.
It's 1-1.
No, Natasha was on us.
Thank you for calling.
Anonymous caller, we appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Take
Absolutely.
Care.
Have a good one.
Doug, it's 1-1. Natasha was saying, I understand, JD. I side with JD.
Okay.
It's 1-1, Doug.
I view it as something else.
Those? Was Natasha... Who was she?
Natasha was a little bit on both.
I'll take it.
There's a lot of gray. There's a lot of gray.
It's weird. Yeah, it's a weird
gray.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Do you want me to reveal your name? Are you?
Yeah, you can say my name. I'm perfectly fine.
You actually might know her.
Oh.
Do you know Los?
Do you know Los? Do you know me?
If I see a picture,
I feel like she's in the music industry. She's been in Vos.
Yes.
She's been
she's
on
in Vos. New York now.
She's been on Vos Street. She's probably seen me. Mm-hmm. Been on Vos.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, we got Ari on the line.
Hey. Hey.
Y'all, I got my mask on, so please excuse me.
Okay. So, I just want to know, what side are you on? Are you down for the flowers from a friends with benefits, or are you like, nah, keep that shit on that side?
Nah, keep it on that side. Because it's like, you just don't want to throw it off. And I'm like a huge romantic, but I also know how to separate the two very well. I'm a Sagittarius. We don't play.
Okay.
So... I'm a very good, you know, line of like, okay, separation. I can tell who I can do certain things with and what I can expect from a person. And I think that like you really set the tone when you give flowers and it's like, whoa, what's happening here? What am I supposed to do with these?
Okay. So, all right. I'm going to tell you what you can do with the flowers. It's JD.
I would keep them. It's nice.
Tell you what you can do.
The gesture is nice, but then it's like next time. I'm going to expect something else.
No. So hold on.
Even if I don't expect it, it's like psychologically the girl in me, she's going to be like, ooh, what's next?
I would agree.
Speaking of expectations, the more you manage expectations, the less you're disappointed.
But you're not managing
exactly.
her expectations.
I'm talking to Ari.
Okay.
Now, Ari, if we have a conversation and the communication is A1, 24/7, and I just happen to be picking flowers for... my place, I just happen to be passing by, and or I know you moved into a new spot, and I'm like, hey, look, little welcoming gift, I see you, you're doing big things, congratulations, here's some orchids. Is that crossing the line? Is that too much?
If you get orchids, yeah.
Orchids are the safest flower.
Not to Ari.
Roses are the jump off. Roses are the, oh shit, I thought we were just...
Yeah, there's so much
great.
Yeah,
I mean, orchid is nice, but that's also like kind of girlfriend level, kind of like I've really thought about this. And orchids are more expensive.
They are
for everybody.
Thank you for
that. And they only bloom once a year.
Yeah, and it's like that's a really special flower because like it's a certain, it grows differently. Like you've got to take your time with an orchid and you keep that forever. And so every time I look at that damn orchid, I'm going to think of you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So all right. Well
I'm
said.
I'm going to need something like tulips. You know, tulips
are
like
down.
A friendly flower.
Yeah.
You
okay.
Know,
some
yellow,
lilies. Some lilies.
Orchid pink.
Some hydrangeas. You
yes.
know.
Oh, some hydrangeas.
Okay. So you want some succulents? Yeah. Those are easy to keep alive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, succulent is cool. Succulent is cool. It's like, here you go.
Yeah.
You know, this is cool, but like, oof. If it's just out of the blue, like the next time we hook up and you're like, yo, I got your flowers, I'd be like, what are
no,
you doing?
No. See, there's definitely a very clear understanding as to why I'm giving you these flowers. It's not just like I woke up thinking
wait,
this
about is you. Happening?
No,
this is how JD used to
is,
do
so,
his friends with benefits.
I'm happily married. This is how I was back in the day. I would be very overly communicative.
That sigh is everything that we need to know.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Ari.
No, because I'm like, now it makes sense that you're married.
Exactly. I took my situationship ass into a real ass relationship.
Exactly. That was your intention from the get-go. And I wish that more men were just more, you know, clear about how they feel.
Hold on. But you weren't doing that for the wife right now, were you? I don't think you would.
What?
I don't think he was doing that for who he's with now, right? Or
for
were
what the flowers
you were doing flowers
he was doing
your
flowers.
Wife was a friends with benefits that you
they were dating
from jump
this wasn't something that evolved.
No, I'm saying I gave flowers to many women with friends with benefits, girlfriends obviously, but I'm a flower guy, and that's why I think like I guess now it's more clear than ever. I'm very understanding, especially since Jared put it to me today, that taking it back to old school times. This is what flowers typically means. Now, here's the problem. I'm not most men who get flowers because they fucked up, because they love you, or because it's... No, that's not you guys. You guys aren't most men either. First of all, those gross flowers.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just pulling your chain.
So, again, I think...
That's a nice gesture. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Well, do you want to shout out your social media and let them know where they can find you? First of all, her music is amazing.
Yes.
Y'all should check them out. Check her out. Yeah. She's
thanks.
Really dope.
I'm shooting a video next week, so I'm super excited.
Dope.
We sing a song. So, yeah, it's perfect timing with what's going on in the world. It's called Serenity.
Hey,
oh,
and my
say
Instagram
less.
is Aria's Voice, A-R-I-A-S, Voice. So,
yeah. All right,
well, I love what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Well, you know we love you on this side, and you're always welcome on the podcast when you're in L.A.
I know, right? Love y'all, too. And please be safe, y'all, because there's a lot going on, these fires over there.
Yeah.
So
appreciate it.
Just wishing you good health and everything. So,
Thank you.
Thank you, Ari.
Hey, can you hear us? We had to do it on Instagram because for some reason it wasn't dialing out.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, so
this works.
Where actually are you from?
I'm from Amsterdam.
Hey.
I got lost in Amsterdam when I was 19.
Did you smoke weed?
I did everything.
Of course you smoked.
No, sorry. We don't really do that here.
No.
I think you guys smoke
illegal.
More weed than we do.
Oh.
In LA, probably.
No, at this point, for sure. Oh. When I went, not as much.
So let's go ahead and dive right into it. Down for friends with benefits or a fuck buddy? I'm not even gonna separate the two.
Thank you.
You're not gonna separate.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you should separate.
Separate the two, but I'm over here thinking that friends with benefits, you guys are just dating.
I separate them too.
I agree with that 100%.
Wait, which one?
I really think there's no such thing as friends with benefits because, like, if you're friends and you're having sex, then basically you're dating, right?
Yeah. No. Right? Well, Why no, JD? Tell us why.
First of all, we always ask, would you like us to say your name or keep it anonymous?
Oh, yeah, you can say my name. My name's Lily.
Lily. Okay, Lily.
Nice to meet you.
We like to address you as your name. So, okay, Lily, for me, this is JD. I personally think friends with benefits, first and foremost, is your friends who are attracted to each other, okay? Like, because here's the thing. If you're dating, first of all, you're not going to date someone you don't know. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you date them to get to know.
Perfect.
Exactly.
I set you up. I set you guys up for that.
Yeah, but if you're friends and then you just jump to dating.
No, I'm also friends with you because I know we would never work in a relationship, but the sexual chemistry is there.
That's toxic.
And if she's okay with it,
toxic because is fun.
That's toxic.
If she's okay with it, because it's all about communication. Am I right, Lily?
Toxic is fun. Love that.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
It is a good time, but I'm not going to deny it that it's toxic.
I'm not
it's
either.
A good time,
I'm
but I
just
feel like
saying.
Someone's always going to get hurt. Yeah. And that's why you always need to have like big rules. And
yes.
That's kind of like the thing that you guys were talking about in the last podcast about like giving flowers to someone that you're just friends with benefits with or that you're just fuck buddies with. That is just a no, because flowers means that you've thought about that person in a non-sexual way. And if you're just fuck buddies, you shouldn't be thinking about them in a non-sexual way.
Oh, that is such a good point. That is such a good point.
I agree with you, Lily.
No flowers for fuck buddies.
I've never had a fuck buddy. I've only had friends with benefits. So yes, I'm thinking about my friends who I have benefits with. So I'm going to get them flowers every now and then. With a full disclosure, this does not mean I love you. This does not mean any boyfriend stuff. Here's some flowers.
Yeah, but it's
okay,
still
okay, but is there
dangerous.
Communication about that, though?
That's,
yes,
that's the
yes.
vital thing right there. Right.
Yes, 100%. Yes. There's always communication. In my book, there's over-communication.
Okay. Well, that does make it better, because if you have rules and you both know what the rules are, then you can maybe sit that one out. But I feel like always, or in my case, I've had both situations where, like, the guy was more into it than I was, and a situation where I was more into it. So I always feel like you have the rules, and then at some point, as one goes a little bit closer to the other one, you kind of bend the rules.
Yeah,
and
that
you
seems
kind
to
of
be
step
the
over them,
consensus.
And the boundaries just get lost.
Yeah,
and then it starts to get toxic, and then
some it starts
people
to get fun.
Bring you flowers.
whoa! Or as Lois is saying, the toxicity becomes prevalent.
Well, yeah,
it becomes fun.
Yeah.
No, I think honestly, it seems like everybody's kind of in agreement that it starts off okay, but then eventually
it's gonna go
it
sour.
It always gets ugly. Like it's except for me. Like I don't think that's always the case. I do agree that it happens often for sure.
Yeah.
But I definitely no flowers for fuck buddies. Definitely.
No, yeah. Hell no. Yeah. Not for fuck buddies.
No.
No. Yeah.
And again, I think what everybody's saying is very fair as far as like it's cool to do it as long as there's communication and there's boundaries that are respected. But apparently, eventually, that doesn't matter and it's all going to turn to shit. So.
Yeah. But no, not for JD though.
What the boundaries are. So like flowers is a no, but like having food together, is that a yes?
Like some people, you know, they don't want to spend time, they don't want to share a meal, like that's too much for them. Other people, like JD, he'll cook for you.
Yeah.
So
we will have food together.
He'll cook for you. He'll lay you down on like a nice massage chair, massage you out.
See Lily, they don't want.
He'll do your taxes.
See Lily,
do your taxes for you.
Reorganize your desk. You know.
I guess chivalry, the 501c, all that.
Hey Lily, I guess chivalry's dead. I guess.
No, it's. Save for people that you're dating.
We're giving you a hard time.
Exactly. You should save that for someone that you actually want to be romantic with.
Yeah. Touché. Yeah. I think we all agree there.
Yeah. Touche. Yeah. Do you want to shout out your social media before we end this call?
Yeah, sure. Well, my Instagram is Lily Jasmine. So LiliJasmin, the Dutch way.
The Dutch way.
Hey, all right.
Thank you, Lily.
You're welcome, guys.
Bye.
Great day. Look forward to hearing the podcast. Bye.
Thank you, bye.
That's German.
Schneider.
He's Dutch. Wesley Schneider.
Hey.
Who is that?
Oh, wait, espera un segundo. Estoy en el teléfono.
I don't know who that is.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
This is Jared Brady from Enjoy the Podcast. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm in the car right now, actually, with my cousin.
Oh, maybe your cousin would like to answer these questions as well, too. Maybe we can get two
for one.
Oh, yeah. Two and one bird, two stones.
There yeah. Wait, where are you guys from?
Two birds.
Toronto.
Hey, Toronto. Hey, papa.
6666.
Yeah.
So, all right. I would just like to know from you guys, if you got flowers from your friends with benefits, would that be an issue?
Okay. Yes. I had watched your previous podcast, so I kind of know a little bit of.
Yes.
Oh man!
I have watched your previous podcast, so I kind of know the context of this.
Okay.
So I feel like with having flowers that would go in the garbage, and instead will share with me, I would be like, okay, yeah, as long as you tell me that, it's just communication.
Right.
But if it's just one someone that's just surprising you with flowers, I'm going to be like, okay, what is this? Because I thought this Zero was just a sexual thing, but now it's becoming a little bit more intimate now.
Yeah, okay. Would it turn you off or would you be into it?
I'd probably, me, myself, personally, I'd be into it. I'd be like, aw, like flowers. But then again, like, it would confuse me because then I'd be like, wait.
Are we going to move forward?
I wasn't expecting this from you. I don't expect this from you. And now you're doing this. Then that would bring me to a bridge where I have to communicate with you. Like, you're giving me the wrong signals if you just want this to be friends with benefits.
Hmm. Yeah.
Fair point. She's
like,
right.
I feel like with friends with benefits, people forget that it's a form of a relationship and it needs communication. Like, you need to be able to at least communicate your boundaries, know your boundaries, know when you're getting emotionally attached and know your emotions to say, this is not for me right now because I feel myself getting a little bit too close to you.
Yeah that's a great point. I mean, it's a relationship and it's a friendship. So if you are sincerely friends, you should respect that person enough to communicate your feelings.
Yeah. Right.
But again, I feel like friends with benefits is a very young thing. Like, me being 23 right now, I could understand it being a thing. But when I'm at an older age, I'm not going to want to entertain relationships like that anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Good for you.
And even being that young, men already don't mature at the same level as women do. So it's like...
Facts.
It's not going to be a very...
It's not going to be a mutual exchange.
Fluent one. Like, it's not going to be a fluent friends with benefits because a lot of... It's just messy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, you're hitting the nail on the head right there.
Well said. I got nothing.
And you did... Honestly, like, that's everything that I really feel, you know, down into a nutshell. It's just like, you know, why do you even do the friends with benefits? Just fucking date.
All right.
Well thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I was really anticipating this. I'm glad I treated myself properly because I was worried.
No, you were great. Fantastic. Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Fire in the sky. Dun, 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 dun,
hey, hey.
Hi.
How you doing? It's Jared Brady from the Enjoy the Podcast show.
And Los.
I'm good, how
are
you?
And JD.
Well, anyways, we're going to jump right into it. First of all, do you want this call to be anonymous, or would you rather us to call you by your name?
My name's Safia, so I don't mind if you use my name.
Say that one more time.
Safia.
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 Yeah. Safia.
Oh, that's dope. I like that.
Safia. Where are you from, Safia?
I'm from Birmingham in the UK.
Hey. Oh, nice. Shout out to y'all. So let's just jump right into it. If your friends with benefits gave you flowers.
Why do you got to start it with that?
That's the question.
No, it's not the question.
Okay, ask the question, JD.
Ah, damn, because this is why I'm losing. This is why I'm losing.
what's the question?
Here's the question. If your friends with benefits, because there's a difference between friends with benefits and fuck buddies, so we've established. If your friends with benefits partner communicates to you on several levels that he is giving you these flowers, this is what they mean, and this is damn sure what they don't mean, are you okay with that?
If the person tells me
thank you
what they mean,
okay,
then you're like making your intentions clear, but I'd kind of think it was unnecessary. Like, I just wouldn't understand why they were giving them to me. I associate that with like romance.
Okay.
And maybe even like commitment, because when you casually see someone, even if you're like dating them because you want to get into a relationship potentially, I don't feel like boys really give flowers, but that's like a British thing. Like, British boys are really not gonna
neither are West Coast or
no,
United
but
States,
they are from Chicago,
except for JD.
Chicago,
JD's the anomaly
house.
Here
I mean, it's nice. It could be a compliment if you were like, oh, we had like it was lit, so like I'm giving you flowers.
All right, I'm like, hey. That's what Los went through. Los just perked up. Oh, yeah, I never thought of it like that.
I never looked at it like that. You did a great job having sex. Here's some flowers.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. That makes sense. I think like if you were seeing someone, I think that even if you didn't want to get a bit confused, unless the girl knew for a fact that like no matter what, she didn't want to be in a relationship with you, like I feel like that would make them start to think that you wanted to be in a relationship with them. Mm-hmm. I think it like just causes a bit of confusion,
blurs the lines.
But see, my thing, Safia, is it so much how often you see that person, or more so how often that person's giving you flowers? Because I wasn't giving flowers every single Friday or every single week or every single month, for that matter. It could have been once or twice as a nice gesture, saying I appreciate you as a friend of benefits, so on and so forth. I don't see the wrong in that, but
I do.
It's all right.
I see the wrong
that's
in
all
it.
Right. It's all right.
I
seems
do.
Like a lot of women see the wrong in it.
80% apparently, Safia. Yeah. 80% of women apparently think that flowers is a mind.
But
fuck.
I'm in the clear, for the record.
Yeah, you're not quite in the clear, though.
I'm more in the clear than this guy.
Hey, listen. Let the single guy be in the clear. Let the married man not be in the clear. I can give up. It's totally fine. I am out of the game.
Someone referred to JD as the destroyer of lives. Do you agree with that term?
That's a bit strong.
My daughter would strongly disagree, but it's all right.
It's strong. But just a bit. Not too strong.
Yeah. Do you want to shout out your social media, or do you, how do you feel about that?
My social media is What Did Saf Do?
Oh, hey. That's almost like Blame Los.
You guys are meant to be together. You should give Safia some flowers, Los.
Oh, we appreciate you. Thank you for coming on with
Safia,
us.
Safia, thank you. Thank you very much. You, appreciate you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Have a great
later.
Night.
Thanks.
So I think most of the callers would agree that giving flowers is problematic.
I think if you're not communicating what the flowers are for, and if it's, you know, those aren't the realm that your relationship is in, like, you shouldn't just pop up with gifts for somebody who you're just fucking. But
I think it's very clear to me now that most men don't really know their flower game.
Oh my gosh. You're refusing to acknowledge how problematic it is, and the problem.
I will say this.
You guys don't know your flowers. That's why they're taking my shit.
I will
wrong.
Say this.
I know my flowers.
Los, you definitely do. I mean, you
tell
grow
me
your
what
shit.
I know.
I guess it could be problematic if you don't communicate I overly communicated. I was very clear.
Yeah.
I haven't had any bad experiences with my flower giving every now and then,
yeah,
and my let's have dinner together every now and then self. But again, I took my talents into a marriage. And
because that's where they belong.
That's where they belong.
That's where they belong.
So
my talents belong to the world.
Hey,
no, I'm joking.
Clap that.
I'm not that terrible, really.
No. I don't think either one is terrible. Just like you said, as long as you're communicating, I'm just going to go on the team of better safe than sorry.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one.
You know?
I'm just on the team of quality people deserve quality time.
If you want to do that,
that sounds like
That sounds like a Big Sean line, because it is a Big Sean
line. Yeah,
it
sounds like somebody that's like, hey, quality people get quality time.
Says Rico Suave with the hair game.
Hey, you like my hair?
I teed up the Big Sean thing.
You like the hair?
It's giving me...
It's giving me
Scott Steiner vibes.
Scott Steiner? Who the hell is that?
The wrestler. I'm thinking Steve Nash. It's giving me Steve Nash vibes.
Not the basketball player.
Razor Ramon.
Like Razor Ramon.
Yeah, I had the toothpick behind
Bret Hart,
his ear.
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart, Razor Ramon, yeah. Scott Hall.
A little macho, man.
Little macho, man. The shirt kind of looks like my grandmother's tablecloth. I like it, though. I like
Speaking
it.
Speaking of flowers.
Nice shirt.
Hey, this shirt is fly.
Speaking it is.
Flowers.
It's a nice shirt.
Hey, listen.
I'm not.
I like that shirt. I actually like it.
I'm about to say, I'm not about to get roasted by you.
No, I mean, it looks like my grandmother's tablecloth.
Oh,
it's fly.
Fuck out of here.
It's fly, though.
Fuck out of here. You look like you're about to go warm up for a basketball game.
I am. As soon as we leave here, I'm about to go run a lap.
Hey, you look like you're about to go shoot up the block, you cholo.
You want these flowers, cuz? You want these orchids?
Jared pulled up with all the flowers.
Yeah.
No, I like it.
That's why I wore it, you know?
Flower man. Flower
That one's an improvement from last week.
100%. Oh, well, that's not saying much. Anything would have been an improvement.
Ooh. I don't know. Did you guys read the comments?
Anything would have been an improvement.
Did you guys read the comments?
That's your following. Yeah.
It's our comment. It's our following now. Did you read the comments?
I'm still tripping. You said Lowe's looks like he's about to play.
I am.
Basketball.
I'm going to a game.
Anyways, there's a few.
Heard of it.
All right. Well, that concludes our podcast for episode 6, which was really featuring our audience.
Yeah. Thank you again for all the comments and feedback.
Yeah. And
fun times.
Yeah.
We're keeping it moving.
Yep. We are.
We are rolling away.
6 done. That's crazy.
Does it feel like it's been 6 episodes?
No, I feel like we're just getting started.
We are just getting started. So. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. You slammed the heart so aggressive.